What up, CC? This Clay and Company. My name is Clay. You the company. We about to talk. So basically, jump right into it. Like, so the House wants to ban TikTok. The government. America. They want to ban it. So, like, when you think about it, though, like, the mainstream media, like, they want to control it, basically. Like, they can't control it, so basically nerf it, just get rid of it. Like, I don't know if people that are listening, like, if they know about BlackRock. I was going to research that, like, man, what happened with it? Like, did BlackRock try to get it? They couldn't get it, so they're like, all right, just, you know, go ahead and take them out, drown them out. So, if you think about it like that, like, you know, what's the main reason why they trying to get rid of it? Because first things first, like, the government, like, they always got, like, some type of ulterior motive or something like that going on. And, like, since I was younger, like, a lot of people be, like, talking about conspiracy theories and, you know, mentioning stuff about, you know, stuff that JFK was saying in his last speech before he got shot. Like, what he was talking about, like, why he was speaking out. And what he was, like, trying to point towards. But it's like, when you think about it, like, protection from China, like, from them, like, what's it look like? Like, okay, yeah, we protected by the borders and stuff like that, the army, the military, all that. But, like, on the back end, underneath of that, like, I know you've heard about, you know, Bill Gates and some people from Chinese naturalists buying land out here. Some of the land is, like, close to the bases and stuff like that. Some of the land is, like, farmland, but, like, they're not using it. Some of them are using it. And, like, I already know about stuff, like, if you ever heard, you can look it up, too. The Belt and Road Initiative that China does with other countries. Like, they about to do it in Africa right now. But what they do is, They deal with a country like that is like suffering or something like that. If you could look up Haiti right now, like they suffering right now. They got some stuff going on. Like, it's crazy, but it's just that same story. Like, countries that, like, there's not enough food, or there's just gangs taking over. People are dying. People are getting shot, or there's violence. There's rapes. There's killings. Like, it's crazy. But trying to come in. Like, they've been doing this, like, for decades, like, ever since they've been straight, like, with the money, like, because, you know, we owe them money, America owes them money, but, you know, the Belt and the Road Initiative is basically, like, they come in, they give them money, they give them a loan or whatever, and they build, like, a road structure, they build roads and stuff like that, like, so they can have, like, a structure, because some countries, like, it's not like over here, they don't have, you know, roads and stuff like that, like, you think it's just like a dirt path, like there ain't even that, like they ain't even, you know, you don't even know which road to, on the, which side of the road to drive on, like you just, you know what I'm saying, like it's just free for all. So protection from them, like what's it look like, you know, was we protected from that spy balloon, you forgot about that, you know what I'm saying, like China makes the basic pharmaceuticals from here too, I know you knew that. Go ahead and go to Dollar General or Dollar Tree, like anywhere, like Target, anywhere where there's medicine, just basic medicine too, like, and even the other medicine, like that we, you know what I'm saying, like somebody go, you go to the doctor, like stuff you get from your doctor and stuff like that, like, or anything, like, I know the females out there, they got kids, certain stuff your kids gotta take, like, all that is made by China. Like, look on the bottom and, like, see where it's made. Like, I know, yes, people make pills and stuff over here, like, the fake stuff, like, and they make their own, like, some doctors and stuff like that, like, they do got pharmaceuticals, like, they make their own, but, like, if you do have one, like, to where you can look on the bottle, you can see, like, this is made in China, like, no lie. But the government, like, you think about that, like, are they really trying to protect you? Like, because I was talking to somebody at work about, because they got kids, so I don't have kids. But they was talking about how they was trying to make sure their child was straight because, you know, the government pushing the transgenderism and they got all this stuff going on with the medical world and like your child in schools and stuff like that. It's like a trifecta. Like, you know, you could look it up. Like they were saying, like they got a law to protect kids and teachers to where it's like if the kid feels uncomfortable, to where it's like they feel like, you know, it's that same situation where it's a gender change. Like they trying to push that to where it's like, oh, you know, they protecting the teacher to where the teacher won't get in trouble if the child tells them what's going on. It's like they intervening, like, no, like, you know, because you know how some kids are. They don't want to tell the parents everything. Like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes with kids. Like, that's what they do. It's common nature. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's like, you know, what depends on what it is that they keep it from you. Like, if it's something like that, like, that's serious. And what I'm saying is they got a law to where it's like they protecting the teachers or they giving guidelines to where they pushing that, like saying, you know, that's an option you should take. You know, they telling the kids, it's like, you know, if something serious, like, you don't have to tell your parents, you could tell me, like, nah. You don't want your kids growing up like that, but they pushing that, like, they passing laws to help people to try to do that, like, so they can get the medical help and all that, and they gonna pay for it. Like, people can't get free health care, but if that's going down, you could do that. So they got the power to ban the apps. You gonna let them do that? But ByteDance, a lot of people been saying, you know, just repeating what the government's saying, like, oh, China own it, so we gotta get rid of it. But ByteDance isn't owned by China. Like, majority of it isn't. Like, 60% of it is international business people. You can look this up. 20% is the software engineers, the people that made the apps. Like, they're Chinese. But, like, what you mad because they own, like, 20%. They didn't came up with it. Like, and then the other 20% are the employees that work there. Like, and most of them are American. But, like, they may or may not pass this. It still has to go through another phase. It has to pass the Senate floor first, like, as well. Like, that has to happen, too. But yesterday, like, I had looked on there. Because, you know, the media, they be playing that, you know, live when they're in there. Because they got cameras everywhere. But one of the speakers, like, that they was looking forward to, like, for him to start talking about it. Because usually when he starts talking about something, they vote on it and then they do it. Like, that's how it works. But he has spoke on, his name Chuck Schumer, you can look him up. But he has spoke on, he was displeased with the Israel's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Like, he was talking about him that whole time. He was ripping him for, like, I don't know how long, like 10 minutes. I'll change the channel, but I was just looking on there just to see, like, because it was almost the end of the day. Like, I know they was about to leave. I was like, I wonder if they gone. Know what I mean? Because they could have, as early as yesterday, like, they could have went ahead and, you know what I'm saying? If it was that serious, like, yeah, look. You see what happened, like, when they quote-unquote work together. Like, you see how quick some shit get done. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's right in front of your face. It is a circus, though. Like, the whole thing, politics, the whole thing. But, like, I ain't picking either side. I'm just saying, you can see what's going on. And another thing I was about to say, like, it already got, the government already banned it, like, back in December of 2022. Like, the federal government workers, they aren't allowed to have TikTok on their phone. But Biden still has TikTok on his phone. And he's still on TikTok, too. Like, I'm not saying he's posting and stuff like that. Like, but he's using it for his campaign. Like, he's doing, like, little clips and stuff. Like, you know. You know what I'm saying? You could go look at it if you're on there, or you could just imagine it, like, you know what I'm saying? Just a typical page of a president that's trying to running for our election. Trying to get back to the White House. I have one more thing I wanted to say. We're going on like 10 minutes, but I saw this last night, like when I was at work, because I worked third shift. But like, I wasn't sure about it. I was on X and seen it. I'm like, okay, let me research this real quick and see if it's even real. But I seen it on like a whole bunch of Michigan like blogs and like news websites, so I'm pretty sure it did happen. But the Pfizer, they have a plant in Michigan, and there was a chemical spill in the Kalamazoo River. Like, I don't know what that river is connected to, like where the water going to, but like they said, I gotta look on there, but like this is like recent, like it happened yesterday. There's like 1,057 gallons of methane chloride. It happened on Tuesday, March 12th. But like, it was a straight up chemical spill, and that's Pfizer. I know y'all hear too what Pfizer is. If y'all got the jab, you know who that is. But yeah, the CC signing out. I'm gonna be getting back on here. I'm gonna have some guests. You heard?